Parsha describes all the various vessels of the Mishkan as they were constructed. When it gets to the Kiyor, there was the laver, the place, the big basin that was used by the Kohanim to wash their hands and their feet before they would enter into the Mishkan, into the certain areas. So the Torah describes it as being made from certain mirrors. The Maros Tatzavos. The mirrors were used to make, the copper mirrors were used, the copper from that to construct this actual laver, the Kiyor. But the Torah describes the mirrors in an interesting way. It uses the phrase, the maros hatzavos, and the mirrors of those who gather, of multitudes, asher tzavu pesach olam moed, from those who gathered near the olam moed. So instead of just saying that there are a lot of mirrors which were donated, like it says everywhere else, a lot of gold and silver and copper and skins and all the various things, it doesn't just say, the Torah doesn't list that mirrors were given, but that mirrors were given by people who gathered at the front of the olam moed. And the people who gathered, the mirrors of these multitudes who gathered, they were the mirrors that were used. Why are the mirrors specifically described in such an odd way of bimaros hatzavos, of those who gathered? So Rashi quotes a Medrash, which the Ramban brings as well, an oft-quoted Rashi, that the women came forward with their mirrors and wanted to donate them, and Moshe wanted nothing to do with them. These were the mirrors which had been used in Egypt and Mitzrayim by the women to dress themselves up, to entice their husbands to continue family life, that they should have children in Mitzrayim, even though it was a difficult time of slavery. The men weren't interested, but the women would use these mirrors to adorn themselves and to inspire their husbands to continue family life. And so Moshe wasn't interested. These were mirrors used by the Yetzer Hara, Moshe argued. And Hashem responded to Moshe and said, no, these are my most dear out of all of them, Rashi quotes. Not just that it's okay to accept them. These are the most special of all the instruments, because it was through these mirrors that the Jewish women were able to create multitudes of people. So there, and therefore, that's why the mirrors are described. According to the Medrash that Rashi quotes, the reason why the mirrors are described are bimaros hatzovos, the mirrors of the multitudes. It doesn't mean the multitudes of women who are gathering, but the women who use these mirrors to create multitudes of people. These were the mirrors that were used to create the Kiyor. That's as far as the Medrash goes. The Ramban gives two other approaches to understand, based more on pshat, as to why are these mirrors the mirrors of those who gathered. What were they gathering about that these mirrors were the ones that were used? The Ramban quotes the Targum Unkelus, and Unkelus writes that they were the Asyon Litzal'ah, that the women had gathered to daven. There was a place where the women would gather, and they would gather to daven, and that was the place where they gathered to give in their mirrors. As the Ramban explains, based on the Ibn Ezra, who says something similar as well, Hanoshim Ela Oivdos Hashem, these women were very pious in their service of Hashem, V'soru Mitalvos Zeha Olam, and they entirely removed themselves from desires of this world. It had nothing to do with the physical pleasures of this world. V'nosno Maroseya Nidav, and therefore they gave away all of their mirrors. They didn't want anything to do with it. They were not going to be vain in any way. We didn't want to do with the physical. We didn't want anything to do with the physical pleasures of this world. So they gave in their mirrors. Ubos b'chol yom v'yom el pesach olam moed lehispalel v'lishmoya divrei hamitzos. And they gathered, these pious women, every day at the foot of the entrance of the olam moed. They would gather to daven and to hear words of Torah from Moshe, to hear the mitzvahs, what they needed to do. So therefore, says the Ramban, the Torah describes these mirrors of those who gathered in multitudes. Why were they gathering in multitudes? Because the pious women would gather together, and they would say their Tehillim, and they would sit there and daven, and they'd listen to hear Moshe about more mitzvahs. And they gave away their mirrors. They didn't want anything to do with it. And therefore, it was the mirrors of those who gathered. That's shot number two. The Ramban says why the mirrors are referred to as the mirrors of those who gathered. And then he says, thirdly, al pi pshat, that which he thinks is closest to the simple pshat of the pasuk, is that when the women began to come and give in their mirrors, and then you have the whole dialogue as the Medrash describes, which we mentioned a few minutes ago, the mirrors were taken and they were right away earmarked for a specific purpose. These are going to go to the Kiyor, these are going to go for the laver, they're going to create this basin of the washing of the hands and the feet. Says the Ramban, when the women saw that these mirrors had a specific purpose, they were earmarked, it wasn't just gold that went into this big pile that would eventually be determined what was going to be with it, but that the mirrors had some special quality, the copper was going to be used for something specific, all the women poured forth and said, I want my mirror to be part of the Kiyor. I want my mirror. They would gather together that all of their mirrors should be part of this process, that it should be the special Kiyor and the Kano, all the things that have to do with this Kiyor, with the Laver, should all be from their mirrors. And therefore, a multitude of women gathered all to give in their mirrors. That, says Ramban, he thinks is the closest to the Pshat. These were the mirrors of those who gathered because they wanted to have a part of the Mishkan. And when they saw that there was a specific earmarked intention for these mirrors, they were quick to line up to have their mirror taken as well as part of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash.